Zakt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es nicht darin, Perik, hey, Mishnah Gimel, Hamudr Anami, Chaveroi, Vieshloi Merchitz, Ubei Sabad, Mesukarim Beir. Here's the problem. Shimon now says to Reuven, Meine Chasim are usher to you. Reuven can't have any enough from Shimon. The problem is there's a bathhouse in the city, or an olive press in the city. Okay, so what's the Shaila? Reuven can't go to that bathhouse, he used that olive press. But wait. Shimon owns the bathhouse, or owns the olive press. But he rented it out to Levi. Levi has the right to run it, use it. Levi allows people in. Levi takes care of it. So Reuven comes to use the bathhouse. Nitan is, look, it was rented to Levi. There's no neder between me and Levi. What's the problem? Is Reuven right? Or do we say sorry, but Shimon still owns it? So again, Hamudra no mechaveira. Reuven can't have any enough from Shimon. But the Yeshloi Shimon has merchatz, a bathhouse, ubei sabad, or an olive press, misukarim, that is rented out to Levi Be'ir in the city. Zakta Mishnah is going to depend on the following. Im Yeshloi behen tfisas yad, if Shimon has any part of this bathhouse or olive press that he did not rent out, then usser, then Reuven can't use it. But, ein loy ben tfisas yad, if Shimon didn't leave anything for himself that he still controls, he totally rented it out to Levi, then mutter, then it's okay for Reuven to use the bathhouse or the olive press. So again, what are we going to say to Reuven when he comes to use the bathhouse? Wait a second, let me ask Levi something. Levi, you rented the entire bathhouse? If Levi says, well, Shimon said one particular bar of water that he didn't rent to me. Then we're going to say, sorry, Reuven, you can't use this. But if Levi says, no, everything is under my control, then we say, go right ahead. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, wo emel lachaveiroi. Someone says to his friend, Kainem lebeischa shani nichnas. In other words, your house is aser to me. I can't enter there. Or, someone says to his friend, Kainem satcha shani lokeach. Your field is aser to me. I can't buy it. Umeis. And the owner of the house or of the field passed away. Oisha mechari la'acher, or he sold it to someone else. Mutter. Then it's mutter for the one who made the neder to go into the house or to buy the field. Because he asered on himself your house and your field. It's no longer his house or his field. However, if he phrased the neder differently, if he said, Koinem lebayeze shani nechnas. Koinem, on this house, it's like a carbon, I'm not going to enter it. Or sadezu shani lekeach. This field is aser to me to buy. Then even though Mace, the owner of the house of the field, passed away, Oisha mechari la'achar, he sold to someone else, aser, the one who made the nether, still can't enter the house or purchase the field. Because here he asered the house. He answered the field. It doesn't make a difference who owns it. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, Reuven cannot have hanah from the nechasim of Shimon. Shimon has the bathhouse in the city, or the olive press, but he rented it to Levi. Now Reuven wants to come and use it. So it would depend on whether or not Shimon has any tfisas yet. Did he leave any part of it that he is still in control of? That's mine. If that's the case, if let's say one bar of water is his, then usser, and you can't go in there. And we say, sorry. Reuven, Shimon still has some control over here, and it belongs to him, you can't go in there. But if Shimon totally rented it to Levi, left nothing for himself that he controls, then it's mutter for Reuven to come into the bathhouse or use the olive press. Someone says to his friend, Koinem lebeis, cha shani nechnas, or sat cha shani lekeach. And that person died or sold to someone else, then it is mutter to him. But on the other hand, if he says, Koinem lebeizeh, he doesn't say your house. He says this house, or this field, even though it changed owners, it's still aser to him.